Blog Talk Radio.
Live in the building, it's all the way live. We are turned up tonight. It's Friday, and we're in the building. And you know what? Shout out to all my people celebrating. What is this, Gemini season, Diamond?
Mm-hmm.
Gemini season. Big shout out to my girl Rhonda out in New Jersey doing her thing. And big shout out to my girl live in the building. Big shout out to my girl live in the building, Sandra, who's actually doing her thing. We have a technical difficulty over here, but this is live radio, so this is what happens. So shout out to my girl Sandra, live in the building behind the camera. You know, it's her first time doing the camera, so we got her out there doing her camera. And then also we have a caller live on the line. We'll bring you in a quick second. And we also got my girl Diamond over there working the boards today. Big shout out to Granville Jones, a.k.a. Bear, in the building. You need all that audio, or you need to come and do your rehearsal practice, or you just need professional sound, check out Deja Vu Record Entertainment. We in the building. Big shout out to Universal Soul Circus for definitely having me live in the building hosting. Shout out to my girl Diamond for taking those awesome pictures out there. And shout out to everybody that participated. Also, big shout out to McDonald's, who also sponsored and stuff like that. And also, we lost a wonderful soul, Maya Angelou. Still I rise, still I rise. Awesome young lady. Big shout out to her. We love you. We miss you. And we got some stuff that happened out there in the news. They said that your boy from Slow Bucks got his chain snatched by 50 Cent's goons at Summer Jam. I was in New York not too long ago. Big shout out to Charity Lissette. We was out there taking pictures for her clothing line for her fitness, celebrity fitness instructor out there in New York. And we were taking pictures with her. And Summer Jam was that same week in New York, and I found out that actually, you know, Slow Bucks, they got the chain snatched. Apparently, he couldn't get on stage. And 50 Cent's goons, or somebody said, apparently snuffed the dude from Slow Bucks and took his chain. And 50 Cent rocked this guy's chain through the whole Summer Jam. Disrespectful, taking pictures with it and everything like he owned the chain. So That was something that we heard over there. And also, you got Flex. Shout out to my man DJ Flex out there in New York. Flex was actually going ham on your man Damon Dance, talking about that Damon Dance was saying that Kevin Lyles and Lior Cohen was actually called them culture vultures. And, you know, apparently he had it was some issue in regards to Currency, because Currency was actually signed to Dame, and then Dame went over with Lior Cohen, and they had a whole issue. So apparently, you know, he felt like they were culture vultures. Apparently he feels like they prey on people or whatever. But, I mean, to each his own. You know, Dame is a smart dude in his own sense. And then these two, Kevin Lyles and Lior Cohen, actually, you know, they multi, they get money. So, I mean, it's an argument. I think it's more of a personal sense. And, you know, something that, you know, I think they need to get over. You know, but I think Dame is just, he's a smart dude with certain things that he say. But, you know, sometimes he's bitter. If Dame thinks he can get everything he wants. You know, if he don't get it, he starts getting sour. You know, but big shout out to Dame. You know what I mean? And also, on top of that, tonight we're interviewing Diamond. Diamond thinks that she's not getting interviewed, but she is. So we're interviewing Diamond today. And we also featuring some new music from 50 Cent and Fabulous, Cuffin' Season, and also the new music from Nicki Minaj called, it's called Pills and Potions. So we're going to be talking that. And, yo, I'm loving Nicki Minaj with the whole natural look right now. What do you think about that, Diamond?
I actually have not seen it. I don't watch much TV. I don't see anything. I'm just wrapped up in taking photos. And that's it, so.
She's lying. She just don't want to do this interview today.
No, I'm dead serious. I don't even know if last time I watched the music video.
But, like, I mean, you know.
You're going to do this interview.
No.
Where did that voice come from?
Is that?
Oh,
what's that?
Ben's live in the building. So, the thing about it is that Nicki Minaj, you know, she went through so many transitions with her looks. You know, she was like the hip-hop Lady Gaga. But now I feel like she's coming back into her own. And she's being herself now, and she's doing her own music. Now, it's not so commercial like she used to. So, actually, we're going to feature new music from her. And we're going to talk today because, you know, talk about just this day and age. What's going on with the dating scene, man? Social media, dating, social, all these sites. We're going to put out all these websites, put them on blast, talk about what's going on with the dating scene. And this catfish is getting out of hand, man.
There's no way. That's one show that I believe that is scripted, because there's no way. There's too much technology in this world for you not to see the person. Everybody has, majority of the world has a smartphone. You can download Tango, Skype, and all
of
that. Why? You know, it's cute.
And even broke people got iPhones. And even if you got Cricket, they got
it's
something
so much.
Board.
It's so much. It's so much out here, and I can't even watch that show anymore.
But we're gonna talk about our horror stories today. But before that, we're gonna go ahead and go to some quick music. We're gonna go ahead and because you know we got that new cuffing season. Because we do have a caller live on the line before we go to the music. We're gonna bring this caller live on the line. Caller. You're live in the building with your girl, Leslie Les, and your girl, Diamond. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. What up?
What up?
What up? Who this?
Diamante.
What's up, Diamante? How you doing, baby?
Good.
So what's poppin'? How was school today?
Good.
You ready for this summer?
Yeah.
What you plan on doing this summer?
Playing football.
Playing football? You won them tickets to go to the Universal Circus and stuff. Was you able to check it out?
Huh?
Was you able to check out the circus?
We're going this weekend.
You going this weekend? That's what's up. This is actually, if you're listening, this actually was one of our winners for the Universal Circus giveaway. Now, Diamante, you know, you're in school and stuff, so talk to us about some of the music that you like. And why you like them? Because, you know, you guys are the tastemakers, or you young kids. How old are you again, Diamante?
9.
You're 9 years old. What are some of the music you listen to?
Shaq Glizzy, or his Swiss I'm Ballin', and sometimes D-Lo Shuffle, Harlem Shake. That's about it for real.
Okay, so you have a young man right here. You're telling us, honestly, this is the that he's listening to. Now, Shy Glizzy is from this area, so tell me, why do you like Shy Glizzy? Like, what is it about him that makes you like him?
Because I like rap.
You like rap, but what is it about Shy Glizzy that makes you like him?
His style and stuff.
His style and stuff. If you could ask Shy Glizzy anything, what would it be?
What made you famous and how much money do you make?
Okay, all right. I'll make sure when we get in contact with Shy Glizzy, we make sure that we ask those questions from you, Diamante. Diamante, what you plan on being when you grow up, Diamante?
A football player or a boxer.
Okay, so if you don't become a football player or a boxer, what would be your fallback?
Rapper.
A rapper. Okay, Diamante. But you know what comes before actually being a rapper? Remember, you need what?
Education.
Outstanding. That's what I'm talking about. Education comes
first. And I got two shout-outs about that sport.
You got two shout-outs?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your two shout-outs?
Congratulations on the Spurs from beating the Heat, and congratulations on the Nationals beating the Philly.
Outstanding. That's what I'm talking about. Definitely. Well, I appreciate you, Diamante, and I love you, baby.
Me too.
That's what it is, man. We had your boy Diamante live in the building, Less Radio Online, man. We're going to go to some quick music, and we're going to go and come right back on Less Radio Online. We're going to talk about this whole situation with the dating scene. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and go play Cuffin' Season from your boy 50 Cent and Fabulous. We got that in the mix. Cuffin' Season. Yep.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer, baby, I promise you this, I thank you all my love, every day in a letter, sealed with a kiss.
The hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
The hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June. Told these hoes I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the fucking winter. These hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the fucking winter.
You gon' be at La Marina all summer, so you gon' hear this remix all summer. Nigga, fuck your Winning Crush Wednesday. I just fucked your Winning Crush Wednesday. Wasn't even Wednesday. Nigga, it was Wednesday. He like, why you ride with him? She like, we just friends, babe. Before anyone else, please. You ain't got no man. On your pics, selfies. I be taking wealthies. Ballin' in my pictures. You be fighting over hoes. Ballin' all the bitches. Frontin' money. Coulda got behind it for free. I got this pretty one in Cali. Tatiana Ali. I got a New York Dominican. Plastic cup body. Mommy thinks she Holly. Call her tatted up Dottie. Got a crew in Miami. I call her Dot Angel. Even if he wife you, he cannot change you. B.I.
Hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June. Told these hoes I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the fucking winter. Hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the fucking winter.
I move right, I'm sipping with the German on me. So much beef, I got the party with the burner on me. My chain chunky, my wrist all chunky. My pockets all chunky, chunky bitch want me, huh? Quick cup, you love it, she wants the limelight. She about to get you in some shit, boy, get your mind right.
Yeah.
Sparkle after sparkle when the bottles come. She got a nice set of tits, bless you, bought her some. Stars in the bartender, they be imperfections. Turned up for lust, heard they fuck with Gus. In Sin City, I'll fuck on them hoes pretty. Substitute pity, I'm filling in for Biggie. Now watch a model chick, turn to a bottle chick. You hit the lotto, bitch, swimming around my grotto pit. Don't call it Tyson crib, this is my state. And that's so money, bitch, I'm getting kicked.
The hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
The hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June. Told these hoes I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the fucking winter.
coast, keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the fucking winter.
Listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. And, hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building right now. And we're back again. And that was an exclusive right there from 50 Cent and Fabulous, Cuffin' Season. Cuffin' Season right there. And, we had your girl Diamond live in the building. First, we're going to start with this interview with Diamond, and then we're going to talk about internet dating. Hashtag horror stories. So, Diamond, let's talk about Diamond. Diamond is, besides being our intern now, our head of photography, she's done a lot of stuff with us. She's actually had the pleasure of being part of the media for the Universe Soul Circus, taking outstanding pictures, doing her thing. And, you know, she's a wonderful model. She was featured in magazines, and she also had a cameo in the Notorious movie with Gravy, and she did her thing. So she's an actor, photographer, and she's also taking on a new thing, a new hobby, which is playing the drums here at Deja Vu Records Entertainment, being a taught by the wonderful Granville Jones, and she actually sounds good. She did her thing. She did what did you do, Billie Jean? Did you do Billie Jean? Oh yeah, big clap for her, Billie Jean. So, Diamond, talk to us, man. Tell us what's going on with Diamond. What inspired you to get into the industry in general?
It's gonna be hard to believe it. When I was younger, probably elementary school, I was in love with P. Diddy.
Oh, God.
And I was going to get into the industry to marry Diddy. Like, I wanted to get into the industry so you can notice me, and we're going to get married, live happily ever after.
Before or after the shiny suits?
I was way before. Way before. I've been with Diddy too. I can't even tell you. 20 years going on.
Wow.
Rocking hard. But once I did actually get into it, I fell in love with the craft. It allows you to be creative and turn to like another personality as far as acting goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as being on the set of Notorious, that's when I developed a love for cameras.
Okay.
And being behind the scenes. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to try this out. I'm creative. I can make my own movies, have my own visions, yada, yada. Years later, like, my parents gave me a camera. And the rest is history. Now I'm shooting epic things.
Definitely. I mean, you've been shooting a lot of things. I mean, from portraits to artists, all kinds of different things. Do you feel is your strong point when it comes to shooting?
I really like to catch people in the spur of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when they're not paying me any attention. That's where my most creativity comes in. So I believe that my strong point is just being able to get that shot right there, right at that moment.
The money shot.
Yeah, that money shot right there. Don't move. Just stay right there. I got you.
She's gotten a lot of money shots
yes,
on me.
Yes.
I wouldn't let anyone else shoot me but Diamond. Diamonds are forever. So, okay, now in your career, I see you're going back into modeling right now. So what do you feel would be your ultimate goal?
My ultimate, as far as modeling and industry,
yes,
period?
Yeah, just industry in general.
Well, my ultimate goal is to be a DP, director of photography. As far as getting back into modeling, I fulfilled all my goals while I was modeling in my earlier days.
Uh-huh.
I was a Jet Beauty of the Week, so I was in many magazines. I've done the movie Notorious, a few music videos, but I've never fulfilled that one goal, and that's to be on a billboard. And I know I can do it. I know I can fulfill all my other goals, so I want to get back into it just so I can get that billboard. And then I'll be done.
Definitely.
If it takes off from there, then, hey, I'll be Tyler Perry. Mr. Tyler Perry. I'm being front and behind the camera.
Definitely, definitely multitasking. But, I mean, you have the face for it. You have the charisma. And you're just a great person in general. And, I mean, anything that you inspire to do, I think you're going to be great at it. Now, for the young ladies that are inspiring to get into the industry, whether it's photography, modeling, or any type of genre of the entertainment business, what would it be? What type of advice would you give them?
Don't do it. Just think twice. I swear, I love it to death, but it's going. It's a lot of people, they don't have the strength to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
They fall into the victim of.
They get caught up.
They get caught
up,
basically. Yeah, and but if you do have that strength and you know that you can, you're not easily torn down by peer pressure. Just focus on. I'm telling you, focus on all your dreams and do not let people walk over you. Stay focused. If you don't do it by yourself, have a great team, a strong team behind you.
So, being behind the scenes, have you seen a lot of horror stories, or what are some of like challenges that you dealt with per se?
So far, behind the scenes, everything's been peachy keen. The only issue that I've had to experience was media access. Usually,
uh-huh.
if you get into these venues and everybody has these media credentials.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everybody has an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just says, like, oh, I work for such and such.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be here. This is where I need to be. Who are you? It's everybody's hating on each other instead of.
There's no gritty, no real grit behind. Mm-hmm. Are you pleading the fifth?
You know what?
He's pleading the fifth.
You know what?
It's like, I'm not going to drill you today because I love you. Now, if you were anyone else, I might drill you, but yeah. But I'm not going to just, not today, not today. I'm
tired, you know.
I know.
Got 13 guys, you know, 12
oh, you know,
kids.
For real.
My back hurt.
Ow. Ow.
I'm just kidding.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do, though? I think I'm going to, you know, because I got that massage envy. Oh, big shout out to everybody that's out there getting those massages. Massage envy. Shout out to my girl, Erica. Erica, let me tell you this. She gave me a massage, and it was the most awesome massage I've ever gotten in my life. And let me tell you something. Erica was blind.
What?
Erica was blind, okay? And I'm telling you, she gave the best massage. I did not know that blind people could get some awesome massage like that. Yo, I swear to God, she was awesome. But you know they said that your senses are even more when you're blind,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So I think when she's able to, like, touch certain points and stuff, she can feel it better than somebody that actually has sight, though. But she's awesome. Her name is Erica. Check her out, Massage Envy. I got a shout-out. She's awesome. Girl, I felt like a brand new woman. And you know what I think I might do? I might get you and Sandra.
Yes, I need one.
You and Sandra, just because you guys have put in work.
See, Oprah. We work for Oprah. We work for Lush Radio Online. We get everything. Surprise, look under your chair. Oh, my God, I got a new TV.
That's how it goes down here at Lush Radio Online. But, yeah, I think I'm definitely going to look into getting both of you guys a gift card or something. You can't hear? Technical difficulties, batteries dead.
There we go.
There you go. Are you there?
Oh, no, I'm not. It's a shortage in a while.
You don't have the Verizon guy behind you, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? But we're going to fix that in a few minutes. We're going to go to some quick music, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk more to Diamond. We're going to talk about these horror stories about dating. So go ahead and hit us. Give us something. DJ, give us something.
Nicki Minaj, looking at
ass. Looking at?
Nigga.
Nigga.
You want that one?
I guess so.
Oh, my God, let's play it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so like, this is Nicki, like, oh, my God, let's
like,
play
oh my God,
it right
ass.
Now.
Oh, my God.
All I know is there should be no reason.
Look at John.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be, all I know.
Look at John.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know, you know, and you know. Look at what I know.
Look at y'all smoking breath hitters after every pull. Hitters start choking breath hitters.
You know what?
Hitter, hitter.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all slick breath hitters. Stop lying or you do breath hitters.
You know what?
Hitter, hitter.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all looking breath hitters, stop looking at my ass hitters. Look at y'all lying at hitters, fucking about his pay door for this fine ass line. Breath hitter, bunch of non-mogul breath hitters, frontin' like they got a plan, boost mobile. Let's hit up, hit up, hit up. Look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rock breath hitters. I ain't got a check for y'all. y'all, but if I'ma check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all hitters. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even want to touch from y'all hitters. I'm raping you hitters, look at this pic, what the fuck I gave to you hitters. Ain't feeling these hitters, hit it with my time, call me Clinton, I'm feeling these hitters.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know, you know, and you know, it's a wild.
Look at y'all sharing one bottle in the club, one bottle full of Burberry hitters. Look at y'all nine having game hitters, y'all hit a share chain now hitters. Same cup in the hand that's hitter in the club with a credit card scam that's hitter. No in the pants that's hitter, I'll be damned if I fuck a nine-man that's hitter. I would never fuck a nine-man that's hitter. I would never lie, even if that nigga threw me and my sister all the way out to Dubai. Even though you tried, ringer you lied. Dealers, no real niggas that be moving weight in them villas. Fucking about keys, say it's keys in the van, but he really moved grams and he split it with his man.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know, you know, and you know, it's a wild.
Yo, we back on the line. We was in here on the offside. I don't know if you've seen it, but you know, if you guys are viewing us live as we stream, you would have caught Diamond twerking. That's only for those who caught her streaming. But you know, those people that listen live on the show, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that thing.
Make you get you like that sometimes. Just want to twerk, twerk, twerk.
Yeah, twerk, twerk it, twerk it, twerk
it. You've been doing them squats now. Gonna twerk my newfound booty. Oh,
you were so silly. besides that, so we were talking about Diamond and everything he's doing, and we're also going to bring Granville in. He's going to turn on his mic, and we're going to be talking to him about everything he does in the industry because he's an awesome dude that he is. And but right now we're going to talk about these dating situations. Social media is basically runs us. We're like, you know, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Twitter. I don't really be on Twitter as much as we used to. You know, so we have Twitter, you know, Facebook. This basically runs our lives. If you're looking for drama or you're even looking at news, people don't even watch the news. We find our news on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter if you're still on Twitter. So it's like, all of our news, we get the news before it actually hits the regular news. That's how crazy it is. This is real-life social media, right? So even when it comes to that, we live, how do they call it, it's a microwavable life. This century we're in right now, it's microwavable. Everything has to be hurry up, real quick, real fast, or whatever, real fast. We don't have time to do anything. We don't have time for even conversations. When the last time you actually sat down with your parents or family, actually ate a Sunday dinner, or actually had a meal together, or ask somebody, how was your day at work? We don't even do that anymore. Even interpersonal conversations when they're dealing with work, a lot of people rather send someone an email or a text. Texting has gone ridiculous. You could be sitting in the same building with somebody and be like, oh, let me send you a text. Are they scared of talking? We don't want to talk anymore. That's the thing that kind of, like, irritates me. Like, I'm in the same house with my roommate, and my roommate's like, there's food. So who used the stove today? You know, I'm like, why did you just talk to me, right? So it's all kinds of, like, crazy things going on. Even when you're chatting with people, do you notice, like, some people, like, on social sites, instead of, you know, they sound like the most poetic person, but we notice that some of these people are copying and pasting, you know, conversations with people. When you actually talk to them and converse with them on the phone, they sound like freaking idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're stuck on stupid. It makes no sense. So, social media. We go on there like POF, Plenty of Fish. Some people get on that site. They say this site is for you, the better chance for you to find a nice guy who has a good job And he's going to be good looking.
And he's going to be a serial killer. His kids are going to ball buried in his backyard all over 50 states of the world.
You know, so you have POF. You have, now tag, I don't even know why people say that that's one to go and find something. Tag is more of the booty call, if they might say. Some people promoting stuff, but you have tag. So just say, okay, you go on, like, what is it, Black People Find People or something?
BlackPeopleMeet.com.
Yeah, Black People Meet. They even have Christians meet, and I think they even have this thing. They have Farmers Meet now.
What?
They have Farmers Meet. Farmersmeet.com. This is real. I'm not even playing with you.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to ride to my cowboy. Let me get on that side real quick.
Go check it out and see if it's real. Real talk, but I mean, this is social media now. Before, we can normally go out and go hang out, and then, you know, you can meet somebody nice or whatever. But because we live this fast-paced life, we really don't have time to engage in conversation to get to actually know somebody, right? Unless you're meeting them at work or something like that, or a function. So I've had bad experiences with social media because I'm single. I've been divorced for, like, several years. And, you know, dating is just, like, hard for me. It's really hard dealing with guys that, I mean, when you actually have your own business or you're independent, it's hard. Guys don't know how to deal with that for some reason. I think they're intimidated. So I met this guy. He looked beautiful. He looked handsome. He had two pictures. That's the number one warning sign. When they have two pictures, don't go for it, right? He had two pictures, and then everything was like nonsense. So I said, oh, okay, let me take it. Read the profile. I'm like, oh, okay, this is outstanding. I said, let's meet for coffee or something, right? He makes some kind of excuse or whatever. First off, I asked him, I said, hey, can you send me a picture? Oh, I can't send you my picture. All my pictures are on my on a computer. What year are we in? 2014?
Right.
Everybody has a freaking smartphone. Even the flip phones take a picture.
That's how people get
it. It might be pixelated, but it has pictures. You can take a picture on it.
Doesn't make any sense.
So it makes no sense, right? So you have the pictures or whatever, so you want to take the pictures and everything, right? So I asked him for a picture. He's like, oh, I don't have a phone that can do that. I'm like, okay, all right. So I was like, this is going to be a catfish. I just knew it was going to be a catfish.
Mm-hmm.
So I meet the guy, right? So he comes to me. I dress up and everything. I meet the guy. I said, I hit him with the, hey, lover, come on, son.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, son. Who are you playing games with? You are a grown-ass man, and you out here playing games. Like, I said, who are you? Oh, my, I'm the one in the picture. No, you're not. Did you have plastic surgery? Because you're not the same person. You're not the same person. So you know what? I told him, I said, he had the nerve. He blocked me, right? And I was like, nah, because I was going to take his picture and put him on glass. Do not friend this person. He's a liar. And you know what? I think the whole cause of this nonsense, I would see some females doing it because some females deal with their insecurities and stuff. But for males to do this is crazy. It makes no sense.
Males have insecurities as well.
Yeah, they do, but I think it's nonsense. Then one guy, I talked to him for like 2 weeks. He tells me the last week, he said, oh, man, you know, I really like you, but, you know, that's not me in the picture. I'm like, then who is it? He said, that's my brother. I just wanted you to like me for me. Are you serious?
A liar? You mean like a liar?
I'm like, get out of here, man. It's nonsense, man. And, you know, I had one guy, okay, he came, he was fine. This is another warning sign. Never try to talk to a guy that never opens his mouth in any of his pictures, okay? Let me tell you something. The guy, he looked handsome, curly hair, all that, right? So he comes to see me. I'm like, yeah, okay, nice build or whatever. Shorty opened his mouth. When he opened his mouth, it looked like somebody took a weed whacker to his teeth. It was a wrap.
Mm-mm.
Straight decay, everything. He was like, and he had to know. He's like, oh, so you don't want to give me, you want to give me a kiss? What? I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I should fall out too.
I said no. I was like, come on, man. Like, you, come on. Hygiene is a big super. It's a serious plus. When you're dealing with somebody, I mean, I need somebody that has to have their hygiene. They got to smell good, you know what? And then, you know, you got guys, you know, you go on dates, right? Sometimes you got guys, they breath stink. Now, I had another bad experience, okay? I didn't know his breath stunk because I wasn't that close to him, right? So we're sitting in there. I got in the car with him. And I said, something's stinking here, right? And I'm looking at, you know, I'm like, You see, I'm looking around, right? So I get in the car, and I was like, something stinks in here. And then he opens his mouth, right? He opens it up, and then I was like, and he closes it. I smelled it a little bit, then it went away, right? So we went to the movie. I said, let me get the benefit of the doubt. I'm a nice person. So we get to the movies, right? He gets the popcorn. He turns and faces me, and he opens his mouth. And I swear, my nose hairs and everything started burning. They literally melted at
Mike
that moment. Beyond that, it smelled like something died in his throat. Something died in his throat, and I was like, nah, son. I even told him, I said, yo, why don't you, like, he said, what's wrong? I said, yo, it smells like something died in your throat, son. Don't even
have
like,
a doctor for that. That can prescribe you something.
Some people bust things, though, but that's just, you know, the situation. These are my horror stories dealing with social media. What are your horror stories, though? You ever been catfished before?
Yes, I have. I have two stories from back in the day. With Black Planet days, you know.
Shout out to Black Planet.
Black
I got
Planet
some good same people on Black Planet, though.
Yeah, I don't believe you can be catfished these days. It's just dumb. If you don't want to tell me who you are and the juice, I delete you. That's easy as that.
That's
but
true.
Yeah, back in the Black Planet days, guy, I guess he posted a picture. It was him, but I guess it was him 12 years ago. get to him, and I'm thinking he gonna want me all fine. You know, like some chocolate, man. Them nice little buttery brown chocolate things. chocolate is in. I don't care what anybody says. Chocolate is right. But anyway, that's my story. He gets to me, and he's like 32,000 pounds.
32,000? How can somebody be
32,000 pounds? Like 32,000 pounds. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
so he was an Oompa Loompa. He came out there wobbling.
Yeah, he's short. And then the second one, it was actually, it was a girl. It was
a girl?
A dyke.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
I
was she like a butch or she was like a pretty?
No, she was a butch.
She was butch. Did
I'm
she
like,
have a little mustache,
can?
Though?
I was like, well, them titties weren't in your pictures. Come on, where the added additions come from, man? Man, that's all that. I put my surf male. Not to be male, just male.
Oh, man.
It's all good, you know?
But, you
shout
know
out to them dykes that want to be men and wish they had them dicks. But you don't. You're mad because you don't get hard. You get wet.
Java is stupid. She is crazy.
No, I don't know what comes out of my mouth sometimes. I don't think so. Sorry, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. Where anything happens to Lush Radio Online, tune in every Friday from 7 to 8 because you don't know it's about to be a party. Don't
never know what's
down.
Going down. Never know what's going down. And you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to log on at www.lushradioonline.org. We're streaming live, and you can also follow us at Lush Radio Online, at Araya Diamond, at Just the number one Sandra, also Granville _ Bear Jones, and we're live in the building each and every Friday. Don't forget to check out Motivational Mondays, broadcasting live from Florida with our girl Emma E2K, and also big shout out to Universe Soul Circus. Follow them at Universe Soul Circus. Definitely a big shout out for them for allowing us to host their opening night, media night. Social media night, which was outstanding. It was a packed house. Shout out to Eddie Kane, Lonnie Love, El Boogie, everybody that came out, Pamela Brooks, and also a big shout out to McDonald's that sponsored the other night, and our girl, we had Pam, and we also had, what is this guy? We had Nino Swag live in the building. Nino Swag was definitely doing his thing. And, you know, shout out to all our listeners that definitely come in and tune in. So we got a new song from my girl, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj has a new song. It's called Pills and Potions. Nicki Minaj, Pills and Potions from Nicki Minaj. It's a new song for her. It just came out. Nicki's doing her thing. I like the natural look. You know, I didn't like all that crazy cartoon stuff. I thought she had, like, different people living in her body. You know what I'm saying? Because she started acting like a monster. I thought she had different people living in her, but, you know, I think she's back to the real Nicki Minaj where there's one person living in the body now. So we're going to play that one right there. It's Pills and Potions, right, Diamond?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pills and Potions. So we're going to go to that, and we're going to come right back live on Lush Radio Online. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and Diamond. We're in the building.
yo, they could never make me hate you. Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, they're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to dish you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzie. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Hello, we're back on Lush Radio Online. Yeah, and I'm here with my girl Diamond.
Hey.
Diamond in the sky.
The world is wondering
why. We're live in the building, turned up. It's Friday. You already know what it is, man. I heard from a birdie, Michael Vick is actually in town. He's live here doing some things out here also. And also, August Alsina is doing a concert coming up soon. The King's Life is actually hosting that event. That's coming up soon at the Howard Theater. And the pictures of the Universal Soul Circus that we actually took are featured on Lush Radio Online on the Instagram, so you can check out some of those pictures that we posted up. And big shout-out to Charity Lissette. She's actually doing her clothing line for the fitness. It's King's Lifestyle Presents August Alsina Testimony Live. Tickets are on sale now. It's Sunday, June 8th. And it's 2014. Doors open at 7 p.m. Special performances by Paris J and 4EY at Howard Theater. And also sponsored by Def Jam. So check that out. It's going down. It's also 93.9 will be part of that hosting and being on the ones and twos. Also, big shout out to my big brother Easy Street from
93.9. Easy Street.
Yo,
sing it, girl.
Well. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online turned up. I know we got Bear live in the background, so we're going to go ahead and get some quick words from Bear and talk to him real quick. And we're going to play some more music, Bear. Bear, are you
Bear,
there?
Knock, knock, are you there?
Are you there, Bear?
Bear.
Oh, now he's lying. Now he's hiding. Bear's not. Bear said he can't talk to us. He's in his bear cave.
Still hibernating.
He's hibernating. He hasn't come out yet.
Bear, I know you're there. I'll give you a banana.
I'm in my cave.
You're in a cave.
Leave me alone.
We're going to leave Bear alone. Big shout out to Sandra out there doing the camera, doing her thing. And shout out to everybody. And big shout out to my girl, Maya Angelou. I mean, it really saddened me to lose her, even though she's lived such a wonderful life. She's actually one of the poets that inspired me to be a poet. Her poems have actually gotten me through a lot of things. This woman has seen so many. I mean, she's been with the greats from, Malcolm X to Martin Luther King. She started out as a singer, and she wrote several books. She just did an episode with Dave Chappelle. It's called Iconoclast. And it actually is excellent because it takes two different people from two different walks of life and meshes them together so they can have make some type of cohesion and talk from old to new. So you had Maya Angelou and you had David Chappelle, and they were conversing with each other. And she shared about her life experiences. Dave Chappelle, because, it was in the brink of the time that he actually walked away from his show, and he just explained who he was. And Maya Angelou actually said that, he's a great, intelligent young man, coming from and I think Maya Angelou just has a warm spirit. Like, even how bad whoever people think you are, or they might have points of view about you, Maya Angelou always found a good side of someone. Like, she actually told a story about Poetic Justice. So she was on there, and she was behind the scenes, and the director invited her there. So she saw Janet there, and it was this young man, and he was arguing, cussing up a storm, saying all kinds of stuff, right? And Maya Angelou said, let me talk to you, right? And she pulled him to the side, and she said, I need to talk to you. Do you know our people fought and everything in order for us to have the rights to do a lot of things that we're doing right now? And he was like, F that, and all that stuff. And she was like, I understand what you're saying, but do you know what we struggled in order for us to have, for you to even do what you're doing right now? And then, she kind of broke it down to him. And he just started breaking down in tears. And you know who that person was? It was Tupac Shakur, right? And it's crazy because she just knew him as being an individual person, but not knowing all the things that he did, which he's a wonderful poet also. Which I love, one of my favorite rappers too. Shout out to Tupac, rest in peace, him and Biggie. But she's touched a lot of different people, and it really saddened me that our generation has lack of so much intelligence. Because after she passed, you got people putting up pictures of Maya, the actual singer, putting up pictures of her, rest in peace, Maya, and putting Maya's picture up. I mean, that was like so disrespectful. You got people putting up all kinds of craziness. This is the same thing when Nelson Mandela died. They put what's his name?
Morgan Freeman.
Well, they put Morgan Freeman up there. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you can see the lack of education. I mean, a long time ago when I was growing up and we talked about Black history happens every single day when it comes to me and it comes to the generation. Every single day we're history makers. So when it comes to Black heroes, we had to know who Sojourner Truth was, who Harriet Tubman was. You could identify them. These children don't know anything about that. They're like Maya Angelou, who's that? It's just sad. These are the things that we need. We can't just rely on the schools to teach them. We have to teach our children our history. And it's just sad that they don't know, But rest in peace to Maya Angelou. And if you do get a chance, check it out. It's on YouTube, part 1, 2, and 3. of Iconoclast, and you can see the different points they touch on from old and new, and I think it's a great must-see. Also, some movies that you need to check out. Angelina Jolie, I love her to death. Maleficent, this is a must-see for all of the family moviegoers. Go check out Maleficent. It's awesome. I mean, some cinematography that they had going on was awesome. The stop motion was crazy. She did a superb, you know, she was superb in everything that she did in the whole entire movie. I mean, the colors were so vivid. It is definitely, I implore everyone to check out Maleficent. It put a whole twist on what we thought Maleficent was, and it tells us a point of view of why she was the way she was, and we're going to definitely, you'll definitely see that when you see Maleficent. So check that out. It's a must-see. And also, if you haven't seen X-Men, Future, I think it's Future Past, check that one out also. For all those people that have watched all the different type of X-Men and stuff, but they weren't really into the comics and stuff, they just went to check it out. You guys need to actually watch the movies, because now, once you watch this Future Past, you can connect all of the storylines together, and it all makes sense with Future Past. So definitely check that out. And it's definitely an awesome see. It's a must-see also. Godzilla, I wasn't too really keen on it, because there's certain movies to me that I feel like you shouldn't do remakes of, and Godzilla wasn't one of them. Even though they do thousands of remakes of it, I just feel like they shouldn't have done that. So definitely Godzilla. I won't spend my money on it. I'd rather you go use that bootleg. But, you know, but Godzilla was definitely not a movie for me to check out. But if you're into movies and stuff, definitely check out. There's some, Protectors of the Galaxy. It's coming out also, coming soon. So look out. It's a lot of movies coming out. And then they have a new Hercules that's coming out, and that's going to be with The Rock. I don't know why they would do another sequel to that, because the guy that actually played that was from Twilight, he did an outstanding job, and I think he did it, he played the role. I don't know why The Rock is doing Hercules again, but I mean, to each his own. I'm still going to check it out because it's The Rock, and I love The Rock, but I don't think he should play that role. We're live here, live in the building, Lush Radio Online. Those are my Lush reviews. And Diamond, do you have any other closing words for the people out here? Or touching on Maya Angelou losing her, actually, also.
Oh, well, I'm just
maybe going to
sleep.
She's so
funny. Working all day.
I need to turn her up, for real. But
I know.
She's exhausted. Actually, you know, she got that strong leg right now, you know.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
From playing the drums. You know, she's actually taking drum lessons here live in the studio. We got some pictures of that. That we'll be posting up.
Welcome to Lush Radio Online on Instagram, and you can see she'll tag me, and you follow me, and then we'll be a happy family.
Definitely check it out. Also, don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.org. Also, look out for the new website that's coming out. We have some new content, and you'll actually be able to see a lot of the streaming through your phones, smartphones, which is coming soon. Also, look out for us. We'll also be in New York. Coming up, I just was in New York not too long ago. Shout out to our New York fam, Atlanta, L.A. Also, don't forget, I got nominated for host, being a personality and stuff, for the Underground Girls of Hip Hop, and that's going down in September in L.A. So don't forget to log on to www.undergroundgirlsofhiphop. Log on there and click on Lush See Lush, Lush Radio Online. Vote for me. I need to bring home that award. I need it now, but we're live in the building, Lush Radio Online, Deja Vu Records Entertainment. If you need sound, pro sound, or you're looking just to come here and just practice, or you're looking here to do internet radio, or anything you're looking to do, just come check us out here, Deja Vu Records Entertainment, Lush Radio Online. We're in the building. Diamond's in the building. We all in the building. I don't do it for me. I do it for you. We are the people's voice, Lush Radio Online. Nicki Minaj. Did you actually listen to that song, Pills and Potion? I got a big shout-out to Nicki Minaj, because you know what? She talked about some real points. People only call you when they need something. People only want you because it's like supply and demand in economics, right? What do you have that I need? What do I have that you need? At the end of the day, if you can't supply somebody with something, most of the times they won't really deal with you. 48 laws of power, everyone has a use, but you have to figure out what position do they need to play in your situation, okay? So life may throw you a curveball, but remember, you're in charge of the direction it goes. No matter what you're doing, never let anybody have the upper hand. Always be in control and always be in the know. If you don't know something, go find out about it. The World Wide Web is free. So stop being lazy. Get off your ass and go get in the know. Lush Radio Online, we live in the building. We turned up. Let's play some more Nicki Minaj, and we out of here. Lush Radio Online, turn up.
Keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions, they're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love.
You when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to dish you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzy. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions.